This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al Jubeir, speaking in Jakarta Tuesday, said the kingdom is committed to a comprehensive investigation into the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, an event that he added must never happen again. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he'll reveal the naked truth about the killing in remarks Tuesday. His spokesman Ibrahim Kalın said nothing will remain under wraps regarding this incident. A spokesman for the ruling Justice and Development Party in Turkey said the killing was planned in an extremely savage manner, and there has been an effort to cover it up. Riyadh initially said Khashoggi left the consulate on his own. President Donald Trump, speaking earlier Monday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, said later top U.S. officials are gathering information on the matter in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and will report to him.
We will know very soon. We have tremendously talented people that do this stuff very well. They're coming back tonight, tomorrow, and I will know very soon. And I am not satisfied with what I've heard.
Several countries, including Germany, Britain, and France, have pressed Saudi Arabia for transparency. Jeremy Hunt is the British Foreign Secretary.
Saudi Arabia must cooperate with Turkey and conduct a full and credible investigation. Anyone found responsible for any offense must be held fully accountable.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who's developed a personal relationship with the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, called on him to be transparent, telling him the world is watching. The United States Monday raised concerns about voting irregularities in Cameroon the same day that longtime ruler 85-year-old Paul Biya was declared winner in a landslide, winning over 70% of the vote in the October 7 ballot. Mr. Biya, who has been in power since 1982 and is Africa's longest-running leader, won a seventh term despite reports of violence, fraud, and low voter turnout. This is VOA News.